As I was saying, Mark continues its sugya from yesterday. It says that Abaye said that Rabbi Shimon Levi's Makar is the pasuk that which we suggested initially regarding the carbon chatas, whose blood was wrongly placed on the inside of his bech. However, the extra words which are Rabbi Yeshua's source are not the Be'esh Tesarev, as we originally were saying yesterday, because that led to the question that those words are needed for a different drusha. Rather, the extra words are the words of Eloi Seyachal, because we already know from Rabbi Lazar's drusha that it's also to eat this chatas. Therefore, these words must be teaching about other isurim, meaning about chametz on Pesach and Ashar and Iskol, and to teach that they're not the asur b'achila we know. So rather, to teach if Papa asks, maybe the words are teaching that there's an issur to eat them, and the reason why we can't rely on Rabbi Lazar's teaching for that is because Rabbi Lazar would be a lav shebeklolis, and therefore wouldn't result in malchus, and that's why we need the pasuk to make a special lav so that it should be a malchus penalty. And so if that's what the drasha needed for, it's not available then for Rabbi Yeshua's drasha to be the makar of Rabbi Yeshua's shita. Rabbi Papa therefore says that Rabbi Yeshua's source is the pasuk that says that the meat of a carbon that became tamei may not be eaten and has to be burned on fire. We already know that this meat may not be eaten based on a kal v'chomer from Ma'aseh Sheni. If Ma'aseh Sheni can't be eaten when it's tamei, surely a carbon can't be eaten when it's tamei. So in fact, there's a hekesh between Ma'aseh and Karbonis, which would alleviate the issue that we don't give punishment based on the kal v'chomer. So we don't have to come on to the din because we have a hekesh. If so, the lo yachal in the pasuk is extra, and therefore that's a source for Rabbi Yeshua. Check the Gemara of Vinei Esrav Ashi. Maybe the pasuk teaches that there's a second lav that someone's oyer for eating a tarbin carbon. We find that the Torah does this regarding various shrutim to add a second lav. Rav Ashi said, if there's a drusha to make, we rather make the drusha than say it's just there to create a second lav. And therefore over here we're going to say it's for the drusha, not for a second lav. The Gemara explains that the pasuk that brought by Rav Papa Abbas that pasuk, the word v'habosar of that pasuk comes to include the wood and the levoina of hegdish, that it can also become tamei even though they're not food. The pasuk ends off that v'habosar that is tar may be eaten by tar people. That word v'habosar teaches that someone who eats from parts of a tamei carbon that were meant to go on his back is included in the lav and gets malchus. In fact, the more this last halacha is actually learned from a different pasuk. The more it says, the other pasuk teaches that if a tamei person eats from a carbon, he gets karas. This pasuk teaches that if the carbon is tamei, the person is tar, he would get malchus. Zakhmar Ravo, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says, so a person gets malchus for eating anything that the Torah says is also to eat, but only if it's eaten in a normal way that this is eaten. As an example, of what this is meant to exclude, Rav Shimon Rashi says, this excludes eating raw fats. It's not the normal derech, and therefore your person wouldn't get malchus for eating raw fats. Another version was a Ravo in the name of Yochanan said, a person gets malchus for benefiting from something that the Torah says that you may not benefit from, but only if it's done in the normal way of benefit. As an example of what this is meant to exclude, Rav Shimon Rashi says, this excludes someone who benefits from the fats of a shara niskel by placing it on a wound to heal it. Abaye says that one would get malchus from benefiting from klaya kerem, even if it's done in an abnormal way, because this iser hadno is not learned from the Torah saying that it's usher to eat. Reflecting Gemara, Braisa says, Isman Yehuda says, we learn that basar b'chalav is usher to eat based on a gzeira shav from treifa. We learn that it's usher b'ano from a kal v'chomer. If orla, which does not come about through an avera, is usher to benefit from, so basar b'chalav, which is done through an avera, cooking the meat and the milk is an avera, so surely it becomes usher b'ano. Isman Yehuda continues, you may try to refute this kal v'chomer by saying that orla never had a time that it was permitted, never had a shasa kosher. Maybe that's why it's usher b'ano, but basar b'chalav, which had a shasa kosher before the cook, so maybe it's not going to be usher b'ano to that way. Answer that chametz also had a shasa kosher before Pesach, and yet it's also b'ano on Pesach. You may try to ask that chametz carries a karis penalty. Maybe that's why it's also b'ano, but basar b'chalav doesn't have karis. Maybe that's why it's not. Maybe that's why it shouldn't be also b'ano. To this, we can answer that klai akerem doesn't have karis, and yet it's also b'ano. Now, if Abaye is correct, we should that klai akerem yechayev for having hano, even if it's done not in the normal way, we should say that klai akerem is more stringent because a person gets malchus for it, for benefiting from it, even in an unusual way. Maybe that's why it's also b'hano. So you see the chayra, this is Sharon Abaye. So Abaye says that a person gets malchus even for benefiting in an unusual way for basa v'chalav as well, because it also is not learned from an isser of eating. So if he would agree, so therefore it's not a chumrah, this klaya kerem of a benefiting in an unusual way, getting malchus for that thing, is not a chumrah over basa v'chalav, because basa v'chalav and achna would be the same thing, since it's not learned from isser achila, then the isser hanah would apply even when it's done in an unusual way.